And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today was supposed to be the global pedophile cabal, who was supposed to be my special guest, Dave McGowan, who apparently wasn't able to get through on the phone. I'll have to reschedule him. I'm pretty much booked up into April for this show. But as I mentioned, I'm starting my new show tomorrow on These Changing Times with a Z, thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. At 12 noon Eastern time. And we'll see what happens to that station once we start bringing some of these people on, although I've been a guest on Aiden and Abby's show before, and a number of people that are on that network. So we'll see. But, you know, all I can say is that they're just making themselves more obvious. So it's really sad. And I just wanted to mention one other thing that Dave McGowan has lots of information on. I don't have the website it's on in front of me, but if you type in Laurel Canyon Dave McGowan, McGowan, that's another thing he's done lots of research on, and this involves an area near Hollywood going back into the 60s when the Flower Children came about. Apparently, that was like a CIA job because many of these musicians, like Jim Morrison, he mentioned so many of them, were basically all the children of military intelligence people. And apparently, you know, they do lots of blood sacrifices in those bloodlines. So that was a very sickening thing to read. And, of course, you know, they brought that in to bring in the LSD and all the other, you know, drugs that really screw up the mind in order to, you know, get those pot-smoking hippies to stop protesting against the Vietnam War. So it just, the whole picture becomes so obvious when you really start checking all these things out. So it's just amazing. But as I said, the good news is there's lots of people doing their homework and checking these things out so that we don't have to spend all the hours and hours and weeks it takes to investigate specific topics so that we can learn. And, of course, I always tell people don't believe anything because we've been lied to about everything. You got to check it out for yourself. But it's really amazing, Alex, how these things, you know, you can tell when it's walking like a duck and quacking like a duck. It's a duck, you know. It's not like you can't tell what the truth is. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It shines right through all of the lies that these psychos and satanic, Masonic, Talmudic nutcases are using and being paid to tell us. You know, they've created a completely synthetic reality for us in the think tanks and agencies of social control. And then they pimp them out to us through the media muppets and the political puppets. And everybody seems to gauge their sanity based on their ability to regurgitate these lies, which is absurd. It's completely backward and upside down. And therefore, it's very hard for people to comprehend. And they're so busy trying to keep the hamster wheel spinning they can't actually comprehend something like their version of reality being completely upside down, but it is right now. And, so they've got that, don't they?
Well, I just want to say, Alex, that people are also afraid. You know, they're afraid to face reality. It's ugly. You know, I would have never wanted to know what I do had I not, you know, done the homework and been faced to, you know, face what's happening after what I went through, both from exposing the vaccine bioweapons as well as, you know, what they did to my son because of that. But we have to face it because, like you said, we're already dead if we don't face it. Okay, if you could hold on, Alex, I appreciate it. But somebody else was able to get in. I'm not sure who this is. A caller from 336. Are you there, caller?
I'm here.
Hello?
This is Kim. Hi, Dr.
Kim.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, great to hear from you.
I just have my 2 cents to put in. It's about our situation that we had with Catholic Charities a decade ago.
Please do.
Trying to adopt my husband's granddaughter. And I never hear it mentioned about how a lot of these closed adoption agencies, what really happens to these babies, because we're never allowed to know.
Oh, so in other words, you tried to adopt your grandchild.
We tried to adopt my husband's natural granddaughter because his daughter was 17 when she was pregnant, but 18 when she had her. And her stepfather and her mother convinced her to put her up for adoption through Catholic Charities. And we had an adoption lawyer and everything, and I'm telling you, it was a bad experience. Very bad. And so we'll never know where she is. But I've always saved the paperwork, hoping that one day, if she ever wants to find out who her real family is, she can be privy to everything that happened.
Right. Well, of course, that is very disturbing. It's kind of insane, actually, when you think about it. I mean, supposedly, you know, well, that's what I was taught, you know, back in school, psychology classes and all the rest, that it's best for a child to be with its natural family. And of course, the whole basis of Child Protective Services is, you know, when they steal these children for the ridiculous reasons they steal them for, they're supposed to do whatever they can to get the families back together again. But of course, it's obvious that that's not the actual purpose of doing it. And the fact that the child went into the Catholic Charities adoption services, you know, that's a big red flag, because we know what those Catholics are up to.
Well, right, but and even all adoption agencies, when they're, I'm not saying they're all bad and that some children don't get a great home, but we never know, and that's the big picture. We don't know where these babies end up, because no one's allowed to know until they're 18 and they want to pursue it on their own. And that's a sad fact. And then we had an adoption lawyer, and we were in the state of Maryland, and in the state of Maryland, grandparents have zero rights to their grandchildren, which is a terrible thing. And there's a lot of people that are trying to fight that, because you should have. When a kid has a baby and they're on drugs and they're not able to make a clear-cut decision, and then you have these agencies and other influencing people trying to influence them on what decision to make when they're not even capable of making one, it's just irreprehensible to me.
Well, I just have to ask you, because I'm sure you paid big bucks to this attorney to represent you. So, wait, so my question is, if he knew that in Maryland grandparents had no rights, why did he accept the case in the first place and take all your cash?
Well, you know, he never said a word at the beginning. He went on leading us to believe that we had a chance. That was our hope, because he gave us a little thread of hope that possibly if we, you know, take the right approach, and you're really dependent on your lawyer to know what that approach is, because God forbid we don't know, and we did, and, you know, we paid him a lot of, it was half of our savings that we had at the time, and then he tells us after everything is completely over, well, you know, in the state of Maryland, grandparents really never win these cases and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, thank you so much for letting us know this. You know, this would have changed everything from the beginning, because what's the point of spending half your life savings if you have no chance of ever getting the child, you know?
Well, it's the same point. It's the same point as going to a medical devil for chemo or radiation if you have cancer, and then after they kill you, they tell the family members, well, you know, the patient didn't really have a chance anyways. You know, these therapies usually don't work for tumor X. So these people are all monsters. They're all psychopaths, and they're predators, and they just feed off people. And they actually, I think, enjoy watching the suffering.
They must. And, you know, when we were in the hospital room when his daughter had the baby, two female representatives were there from Catholic Charities. And, you know, my husband was just, they showed him no respect, nothing, like he was disconnected from this birth. You know, like, well, who are you? So what, you're your grandfather? She signed a paper with us. We get the baby, and that's the law. And, and I'm telling you, I was hot, and I have no love for Catholic Charities or any Catholic organization whatsoever.
I wonder what would have happened if you had gone through Catholic Charities and then paid them the rest of your half of your life savings. Maybe they would have let you have the baby if you did that.
I doubt it. They probably would have found a loophole. Oh, well, we took your money hoping that we could, but it didn't work, you know?
Right.
I mean, these organizations are so corrupt. And
well, because they're all part. You have to realize,
I feel like they were really in link with each other, the legal profession and these agencies. I really do, and that's the feeling that I got. You know, call it intuition or whatever, but it was very, very mysterious. He was very vague, the lawyer. He always gave you this thread of hope, and he always, you know, it was just very strange, the whole experience, and it was a nightmare. And, you know, I don't trust lawyers. I don't know that I ever would. In fact, you know, I have to ask you, know what the difference between a dead lawyer in the road and a dead snake is?
No.
The difference is the snake's got skid marks in front of it. and that's okay. The truth. You know, people would take a detour to go out of their way to run over a lawyer. And
right.
I'll never do this again. It's
well, and unfortunately, Kim, serious. Wait, there's the music. We're going to a break. But I just want to say, unfortunately, this is how we learn. All of us learn. I was in court for 7 years and 7 courts trying to rescue my son up as high as U.S. Supreme Court. And finally, I realized, oh, it's designed to do this to children. And that's the way it is. And that's why we have to change things. The whole system has to be brought down. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages, folks. Stay on the line. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our planned show is not happening. I will reschedule Dave McGowan. He'll probably be able to be on my Sunday show before I can fit him into the show. But you definitely have to check out his information if you have the courage to do so. Okay, Kim, did you have any other thing you wanted to say?
I just wanted to warn people that there could be a bigger picture behind a lot of these closed adoptions, because nobody really knows where this little baby is going to end up, because the steps are not seen. You know, the baby is handed over to a small group of people who is then handed over to who they told you they're being handed over to, and we never really know. And it's a dangerous,
well, it's not
dangerous thing.
It's not just the closed adoption.
Stuff that's on out there. I mean, the sex slavery and all these horrible things that people think, well, that just exists on a movie. That's not really real. I've never met anybody that knows that. But it's there, and it's horrible, and it's real, and people need to see that.
That's why I've been doing shows
that are corrupt from the top on down.
That's why I've been doing shows like this. That's why I've been doing shows like this for 15 years, okay, because I know what's going on. Unfortunately, until people live it, they can't believe such evil exists. But it's way beyond closed adoptions. They are stealing children from families all over the world and using them for child trafficking and pornography and all kinds of stuff, child sacrifice, okay? So it's much worse than even the closed adoption problem. Yes.
It sure is. You know, there's so many people now, and I know personally, that are homeschooling their kids and they're not getting them vaccinated. And to me, it should be obvious why people are doing this, because they love their children.
Right.
It's not seen that way by many people, you know, and people who don't do this are just among the herd. They're just trusting the state to make these decisions for everybody, and they're so wrong, and they're so hurtful, and they're borderline violent.
The good news to me is those people are going to die, because they're breathing our oxygen. Silence is consent. And if they believe those things that you just said, then I'm sure they're getting their flu vaccines and all the rest of it. So, you know, my own family doesn't listen to me. I gave up on them years ago. I don't waste my time with such people.
You can't.
But we do have... Right. We do have good people waking up all the time. Alex, did you want to comment at all on what Kim shared with us?
Yeah, sure. I think the system was designed to fail us, as it has, through social engineering, like CIA drug and arms dealing. That's a good case to start with. They deal drugs. The people that are supposed to be protecting our children are selling the drugs through organized crime distribution networks, etc. And if people weren't playing ball with them, they wouldn't be in business. So there's that, like the level of technology and capabilities there. So that proves it right there. But anyway, they've designed all these things into the system, like the perversion and the promotion of promiscuity through the music and television industry, Hollywood, etc., movie industry, video gaming, it just goes on, and it's all designed to divide and conquer the family. And so, too, is the family court system. In my experience, when I got custody of my kids, I was having to spend a huge amount of money. My kids were being dangled over a precipice by the system, and this psychopathic lawyer was, and the system itself would be like cackling, ha 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 ha, how much are you willing to pay to save your kids? And the answer invariably is anything or everything. And so it was going to suck all the money out of me, and I still probably wouldn't have won custody of them. But for a fortunate break in the case, some people came forward and gave me evidence that they were at risk and backed it up, and I was able to get them without going through the system. Like I was already paying tens of thousands of dollars for lawyers, but so I was lucky. But that really opened my eyes to judicial corruption. And while I was studying that, I got into that car accident and then had all those experiences that led me to this point, and I started to study conspiracy full time. And the globalist agenda, as it turns out, you get to realize that you might as well focus on the most important thing. But while I was studying judicial corruption and the dissolution of the family, community, and national models, I realized that social engineering played a major role in this, and that they've designed all of these things that people wonder about, like why is this happening, or why isn't this fair, or why don't they fix that? Because it's working perfectly for them. We're just living in a master slave society, and this is how they divide us and conquer us, because you're a lot easier to look down on by government if no one's standing beside you.
Exactly.
Right? And so the kids go off with attachment voids in their hearts where the love of their parents is supposed to be, like if they have two parents or something and they were feeling loved and they were in a normal family environment, both parents not working, one would be at home with the kids, then they would feel full and happy and thrive. But when you try and fit into this society, in this model, you get turnkey kids that are left with far too much time on their hands, and the information isn't transferred vertically to the children, but from their parents, but horizontally from their peer group. And this leads to big problems. Then you have the failure of the judicial system, which is basically perpetrating pedophilia on our kids and further victimizing them through the mechanisms you were discussing. And the formula is insidious and inevitable. That you know, it's like order out of chaos. It just falls right into the globalist agenda. And it's been machined there, as you know, for a very long time by the people in power.
You know? Exactly. Well, and that's actually what I'm trying to help people to realize is that it's all intentional. It's not an accident that these things are happening. You see these shows on different cable networks, the CSI type shows, and they show how they use their forensic technology and they track down the bad guys and all this crap. They only track down the bad guys they want to track down. The ones who are above the law, which are legion, those people will never be tracked down because they all know what's going on. But this is how they make people believe in the system until, like you had and I had and Kim had, you have an experience where you say, uh-oh, it's something smells fishy, you know, here. Did you want to say something, Kim?
Well, if people can't see by now that it's all contrived, I'm telling you, they're either severely retarded, blind, they just don't want to know. Because it's too big, it's too flagrant, it's too rampant. And I think an interesting thing about the word system is that word was used by the Romans a long time ago to remove waste from their cities. And a system is exactly what they've created for us today. And we're definitely in it deep.
Exactly. Well, I do like to also say, I mean, they're being fluoridated, vaccinated, chemically lobotomized with psych drugs. They're being hypnotized by television. So it's not like there's not reasons why so many people are having problems waking up. And then, of course, we have the fear that they instill. There's different segments on the news constantly. They'll show people that are dead from being tasered by the psycho cops, or, you know, shot by the cops, or whatever. And it's like, you know, you feel like, okay, you know, if I step out of line, you know, they're going to come and arrest me. And, you know, if I even open my mouth, I'll end up tasered and possibly dead. So they use all of these things as weapons against us. But like I said, the good news is more and more people are waking up. We have two trains running towards each other. That's how I look at it. And when the trains will meet and the, you know, the crash will occur, it's going to go one way or the other. And if I didn't know in my heart that, you know, truth will win out in the end, you know, I would just be, you know, lying on a beach someplace, you know, not even wasting my time. But I feel very strongly that truth will win out in the end.
Well, it's really good that you're there. And oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just commenting. I know we all want that to win out. It's just a matter of when, and it makes you wonder how much longer things can keep coming to a head, because it seems to be moving so quickly now in every direction, in every area, you know, so much more so than just 10 years ago.
And right, well, this...
being technologically anesthetized, you know, they really
yes.
are.
Yes.
The ones that want to wake up, for some reason, they seem to break free of this, but the ones that don't, they're just completely anesthetized. You know, it's just like predictive programming. The TV shows you a horrible accident, and then the next minute, somebody walking down the red carpet in a beautiful dress. It's like, bad feeling, ooh, erase it, now let's have a good feeling. And it's like, it's so predictive, you know?
Well, it's part of the whole... It's part of the whole desensitization technique. And it's the same thing with the video games, having all these young people, you know, score points for, you know, shooting each other and all the stuff that they do. And now we're seeing it, you know, the war is going to be transformed into basically, you know, drones, instead of having a lot of, you know, marching, you know, zombie soldiers on the ground. They'll be just be sitting in, you know, someplace here in the States, with their, you know, video game controlling the drones and just bombing people. And that takes the personal aspect out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If we don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Hey, incidentally, the U.S. military is the number one sponsor for the gaming industry for that very reason.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're getting the best players at these video games, like targeting and shooting things. They get the best ones to go off and sit in Air Force bases like Creech or wherever and kill people on the other side of the earth with impunity and pronounced enthusiasm and confidence they won't ever be prosecuted for war crimes, you know?
Right, and they probably get paid more than the soldiers who are sacrificing their lives so they can get a Purple Heart. Okay, we have another caller on the line from 630. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Dr. Carly. It's Reagan.
Hi, Reagan.
I wanted to tell you and the listeners about something I heard on Deanna's program yesterday, which I'm guessing that most Americans don't know about. It's kind of a... It's along the same lines that you've been talking about, but it's not about pedophilia or anything like that. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah. Well, please let me also ask you to give the time that Deanna's show is on RBN. I don't remember the time, but she's on Monday through Friday, and her shows are excellent. So I also recommend those to listen.
Yeah, she just changed her time. It's now 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central.
Okay. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
Okay. So yesterday she had on a lawyer from California who represented some people from a company that were all laid off and replaced by foreign workers. So, and then he basically did some research and came up with, I don't know if you've ever heard about the H-1B visas. It's a program that's been going on for a long time. The only mainstream news person that has covered this was Lou Dobbs, and he was fired right after that. Basically, in the last 4 years or so, over 8 million foreign workers have come over from all countries on the planet and taken our jobs. There's a video on this guy's website that you can watch, a law firm showing corporations how to not hire Americans. They come right out and say it.
Wow.
So like India is the largest workers to this country, and they've had programs, treaties with the U.S. government for years and years, and of course the Indian government loves this policy because these people come over here, they work, and they send their money back to India.
Right.
So basically what this is, you know, if they're going to install a one-world government, which is what their ultimate objective is, they have to destroy the American middle class. They have
and they're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah, and they have to lower our standard of living. So the American taxpayers are they're bearing the burden of all these people, Americans who are out of work and have to be retrained. So then we're paying for that also. And let me just, I was just going to give some facts here. The number one case for losing your job is that legal immigrant, these are legal immigrants. This is a different type of immigration, but it's legal, are imported by U.S. corporations. And this legal immigration trumps all illegal immigration. It's so much bigger than illegal immigration. The U.S. Business imported over 8.5 million foreigners to exclude and replace competent American workers. Legal immigration is used to segregate U.S. workers out of the job market by replacing more than 2 million American jobs per year. American students, and the student visa thing. They changed the law with the student visas. It used to be limited foreign students could come over here. Now it's unlimited, and there used to be something in place where American corporations were not allowed to hire foreign students, and now that's all changed. There's unlimited student visas, and American corporations can hire them at a lower rate of pay.
Well, not only that, they're probably getting tax breaks for doing so. But I just have to ask you, I mean, I'm kind of in shock here. It's like we have a lawyer with a conscience willing to go on the air and discuss this.
Yes.
Did he actually give his name? Did he give his name?
Yes, I want to tell you his name. And I also, he sent me this document because I emailed him after the show. And this document that I'm looking at right now is on his Facebook, and it's got all the facts on this. But his website is lawofficeofjamesaotto.com, and it's James Aotto is his last name. Otto.
Is there a period after Otto?
Yes.
Is there a period after
no,
A? Is
no.
It? Okay. Law offices. James, I definitely want to check that out. Law offices of James A. Otto, OTTO.com. Okay.
And if you
we'll
go
see
there.
How long he's breathing. Okay.
Check out the videos. The videos where there's a video up there that shows this seminar where this law firm is showing CEOs of corporations how they can get away with not hiring American workers. And they say it right there. And then I'm just going to read this one part to you. The segregation of Americans out of the American job market is soon to be complete. There are foreigners-only job advertisements all across the country. Outside of Chicago, an advertisement for a SAS programmer boldly stated, H-1B holders only. Another advertisement is for an entry-level job for foreign students only. A third advertises walk-in interviews for a job opening in New Jersey, but you must go to Pune, India to interview. Indian headhunters are recruiting abroad for K-12 teachers, cancer surgeons, and real estate salespersons who work in the United States. And it goes on from there. But one thing, you know how when you call a customer service and you get somebody with a really thick accent?
Right.
And you think you're calling India, you're calling Indonesia or something? No, you're probably calling Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and it's just amazing. Another thing I wanted to just bring up, you know, we've been told that gas prices are going up to $5 a gallon. And, you know, it's like, how's that working? Most people are driving much less. How do they know the gas prices are going off? You know, that boogeyman in Iran didn't actually do anything yet. So why are the gas prices going up? And, of course, we know the answer to that because it's all planned out. This goes along with the whole strategy in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And I just saw a little piece on HLN News today. I always have these things going on in the background from my 15-year-old analog TV where they were talking about this guy who actually still delivers milk. And they were interviewing him because he's saying how he's going to have to go out of business because he can't afford to buy the gas. So it's all of these things. And you're definitely right, Reagan. It is intentional. They have to destroy the middle class, and they're doing it very well. And psychologically, with the stealing of the children and what Kim explained to us about spending half her life savings on an adoption that her attorney knew would never happen. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And it's very hard to deal with these realities. But, you know, those of us who have had certain experiences, either it destroys you, either you go postal, you commit suicide, you go on psych drugs and just live in la-la land, or you become a warrior. And I'm so glad that I'm meeting so many warriors because I know they're getting afraid of us. And, you know, that's why there's always problems on my show. I just have to ask you, though, I just want to clarify that attorney, James A. Otto, his law firm was not the one that gave the conference, obviously. He was exposing it,
No.
Right?
He actually is fighting this, and in U.S. Code, it says somewhere, it's Title 7, I think, that employers are not allowed to discriminate based on race or nationality. Well, they are discriminating against Americans. And so he was able to win this lawsuit for this this company in Long Beach, California. And, you know, I don't know if that's the answer. Everybody brings a lawsuit. But, I mean, this needs to get out. This needs to get out. This has never been reported in mainstream news. Most people don't know. You know they're losing their jobs, but they don't know how deliberate it is and how unconstitutional these what they're doing is. And Hillary right. Clinton is very big in this. She was involved in the treaty. These are all treaties with other countries, agreements with other countries, and she's very very involved with it, the criminal.
Well,
I think
of the U.S. Code the same way as I do of the Bible. It's like, you know, you got a little bit of good stuff in there, but the rest of it is all, you know, fraud and corruption. And I just wanted to mention an excellent YouTube that you told me about by Clint Richardson, Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. He goes through a whole detail in there. And one thing I wrote down, which was like so mind-boggling, that under the U.S. Code, man is actually included in the definition of animal. So it's not just the Zionists who think of us as goy. You know, our own government has proclaimed that we're animals. So, but I just want to say that's one reason why I always tell any young person that contacts me and they're thinking about going to college so they can get a $100,000 loan and go work at McDonald's, or they want to go to medical school so they can learn how to kill people. I suggest to everybody, find something you like to do and become your own boss. And find a way to make a living on your own, because then you don't have to worry about getting a job for some corrupt corporation that's going to sell you out in a heartbeat. You know, there's so many people that are disabled on the job, and they don't even get disability payments. You know, they're basically considered expendable. But, you know, you made my day, Reg, and I'm so glad to hear there's an attorney with a conscience out there. Like I said, we'll see how long he survives, but that's an amazing thing. See, another good sign. Excellent. Any comments, yeah, Kimmer? Okay, did you want to say something else? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, after listening to this program yesterday, I just felt like it's like with the pedophile thing. If people need to know about this, and then things are going to change. There's a critical mass. you know, and I don't know what we're going to do besides sue all these corporations.
Oh,
maybe
forget suing them. Forget suing them. The courts are broken. Yeah. We have to arrest these people in citizen resistance movements and hang them for treason. That's my idea. I'm sick of...
And shun them. We have to shun these corporations. We have to... do not buy anything.
Business traveler.
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America. And I will reschedule Dave McGowan to be on the show as soon as I can fit him into the schedule, because as I said, I'm booked up for the next few weeks. But I just want to thank the boys for allowing callers to finally call through, obviously by precluding the guests from getting through for the first hour. You know, the show was supposed to be ruined, but thank you to Alex, Kim, and Reagan for calling in and joining the conversation, because there's nothing I hate more than sitting here just listening to myself talk. So thank you so much. And Reagan was making a very good point before the break about the fact that we have to stop basically going to these businesses who are doing these things, and perhaps James A. Otto has a list of the biggest offenders along these lines, but I just want to specify, it's not just that. We have to stop going to the white coats. We have to stop going to the hospitals. We have to stop hiring these land sharks who, as Kim described, are very happy knowing there's not going to be any positive result in this case, to take half the money you've saved in your entire life. And then, for them to even tell her as she's walking out the door in tears, you lost the case. Oh, by the way, grandparents never win these cases. Have a nice day. I mean, talk about a psychopath. You know, these people they have no conscience. And so, you know, we have to stop giving business to any of these people. And that's one reason why I'm so glad, one positive thing that is happening, although the chemtrails are causing a problem, but there's so many local farmers markets cropping up now where people are actually, you know, giving business to their neighbors. And that's one thing we have to do. We have to get more involved in our communities on all levels, because when you know your neighbor and you care about your neighbor, then when they go to the door with a SWAT team to steal your animals or your children or whatever, you know, perhaps there will be a reaction. Okay, comment anybody who wants to.
I have a...
I agree, Dr. Carly. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I just want to drop... This is a real news flash, okay? Here in British Columbia, we're getting some new BCID cards. And the BCID cards include RFID, your social insurance number, your health card, and your driver's license, all in the same thing. So we're that close to being chipped. You have to carry it with you, because if you're driving or whatever, you've got to go out and use it. So I just thought I'd let you know that we're that much closer. And that shows that they're afraid. They knew they couldn't give us an RFID. So it adds to your comments about them being afraid of that. And their efforts to censor us along those parallels as well. So they're not able to whistle us down, or frog march us down the tracks as quickly as they'd like. But they're also going to start a war any minute. And now's the time to leave it all on the track. It certainly isn't later on after it's too late or we're too sick. You know, we're going to be poisoned from all these different mechanisms they're using. And I won't get into that. It's too complex. But we'll never get the health care we need. Unless, you know, we got to stay away from allopathic medicine, like you said, and go to naturopathic and herbal and homeopathic treatments and preventative measures like prophylactics.
Right. I just have to comment on that term healthcare. You see, that's another opposite term. You know, we don't have healthcare. Yeah. We have disease creation. And so you're exactly right. And that's why I said people have to stop going to these medical devils who will inject you from the day you breathe your first breath and continue to poison you and cut out your organs and do, you know, radiation and all the rest of it. I have to stop going to them. But the first thing that has to happen is people have to be educated. And that's why I appreciate all of you. I know that you're all doing your own part to educate others and, wake people up. And like I said earlier in the show, you can only wake up some of the people. The rest of them are already dead. They just don't know it yet. And that's just the way it is. So you know, I try to concentrate on some good things that are happening just so that I don't always think about, you know, the horror that we are here in hell. Because good things are happening, and more people are not only waking up, but are coming forward and doing something. I mean, Reagan has totally shocked me that we actually have an attorney who's willing to go on a show like Deanna, who's, from what I think, is probably the highest listened to show on RBN and the best show on RBN, in my opinion, for him to go on her show and give this information. You know, that's great. I mean, an attorney with a conscience, who knew? I mean, you know, this is a cause
for
celebration.
Well, not that he's not making money on this, Dr. Carley. But, you know,
well, everybody has
this
to make
man,
a living. Everybody has to make a living. You don't have to put your neck on the line. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And okay. As far as I can see, he's done the most research on all of this. He's got it all in one place. And, he's got a Facebook page that you can go and then, you know, just talk it up, get people to understand what it is. And I have a document, I can't find it, but it's Invitation to a Shunning. And, you know, it's shunning everything, as much as you can, and be creative with it. You know, we can't kill them all. But we can make their lives uncomfortable, at least, you know.
I love that term shunning, because you just reminded me, and I don't remember which politician it was, but one of these traitors from the District of Criminals was giving a talk someplace, and a whole bunch of young people stood up and turned their back on the person. And, that's a great thing. Shun them by not giving them business. Shun them by turning your backs on them when they're up there talking away and they think that they're, you know, basically, you know, going to get away with all their crimes against humanity. But shining a light on them and what they're doing, that's what I like to do. That's how I have a good time.
And we really need to shun the polls, to shun the elections, fraudulent elections.
Yeah.
I was considering going into the booth and writing in Sasquatch for president.
Writing in who?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Okay. Or you could write in the name of your dog or whatever. Go ahead, Kim.
That's the kind of president we need, one that people don't think exists and we never see, and he's on the run, and he's a lone warrior in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really wonder, does it do any good at all to vote? And is there really anybody to vote for? I doubt it. I don't know.
No, they're all puppets. They're all puppets, and they wouldn't be allowed to get elected if they didn't agree to go along with the program in the first place. And, of course, the biggest puppet is the president. I mean, for anybody who believes, you know, we got all these Ron Paul supporters out there. What a joke. You know, he's a medical mason. I'm sure his son is as well. You know, he basically, the way I look at him is he's a name gatherer. You know, the people who are aware of some of these issues like the Federal Reserve and such, he's getting their names and getting their money, too, which is really sad. But they're only going to let the person win they want to win anyways. And it doesn't matter who wins because the agenda will continue. What's happening up there in Canada politically, Alex? I know it's the same deal, but anything interesting along those lines?
Well, what we see is, from my perspective, it's just a charade, a puppet show to hide the master slave society. There's no real goings on within politics that have anything to do with anything tangible or in the interests of the people. It's democracy would never work. People would argue all the time and never get anywhere. So there's hierarchical control coming from the shadow government. And as far as elections are concerned, I don't even pay any attention anymore. I've just given up completely on it. I used to try and understand it, and I used to think maybe I was vaccinated and brain dead or something. But I since found out why it never really made any sense. And the sooner you stop paying attention to it, because the mind has no firewall, the better off you are, because it's really doublethink and schism, dichotomy, the paradigm, the left-right paradigm, and that goes to extremes up here. We've got four different political parties that are supposed to be viable now, one of them's the Green Party. So it's like left wing is liberal, right wing is conservative. The tail feathers are what we call the New Democratic Party, the NDP, and the Green Party. Well, I'll leave it up to your radio show listening audience to imagine where that comes from on the on the political puppet, which is a bird that just flaps and squawks and flaps its wings and tells us all lies.
Let me ask you this, Alex, because we're almost out of time. In my opinion, the people in Canada are more awake than here in the States, at least percentage-wise. But I wanted to ask you specifically, are you aware of what effect Kevin Annett's work is having? Because he's getting all kinds of attention. I'm shocked that he's actually going to be appearing in New York, as I said. Is his information and work making any kind of impact that you can see?
In certain communities, yes, to a certain degree, but because they control all information, they always control the majority, and they use a myriad of techniques, which are too complex to get into, but to sway the masses. They always control the majority. So some of those are consensus creation, the Delphi technique, some of it's infiltration, lies, disinformation, etc. And they're trying to poison his reputation as he goes through. And this is even coming through the indigenous community, which he's trying to protect and help. So
right.
there's
well, they have their sellouts too. And I hear the music. We're out of time. I want to thank all of you for calling in. And as we close out, I'll just give some information I got from Jeff Gates, who was a guest on RBN, criminalstate.com. The categories of Israeli operatives, agents who know they are traitors, assets who determine buttons.
At RyanTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I'm your host, Jimmy X, talking about industrial hemp production, and that it would be...